More news stories now. Jobs may be lost and fears services will be hit in big council shake-up. Revolting park found full of rubbish. Free school meals could prevent families from living on the streets.
Redundancies are expected at Norfolk County Council as bosses look to bring in consultants to find ways to save up to £20 million a year. Leaders at County Hall say the review is about finding ways to make the organisation more efficient and effective. However, there are already fears that frontline services used by the people of Norfolk will suffer as a result. It comes at a time when several council departments, for instance, Children's Services and Adult Social Care, are already struggling to cope with current demands. The Conservative-controlled council is facing a £60 million funding gap, and leaders say they need to take action to make the authority fit for the future. They believe they can cut the number of management layers at the organisation and want to bring in external consultants to help strip away duplication. The council has not confirmed how many redundancies are likely or what it would pay the external consultants. Its cabinet will be asked to agree to review when it meets early in April.
Electric bus boost. A bid for millions of pounds of government cash to help get 15 electric buses on the streets of Norwich has been successful. Norfolk County Council has secured £3.2 million from the Department for Transport's £50 million Zero Emission Bus Regional Area ZEBRA Fund. The money will cover almost half the £6.9 million cost to replace 15 of First's single-decker buses with electric single-decker vehicles. First will provide £3.6 million. The buses will be used on First's Green Line buses from Wyndham to Brundle, Blowfield, Acle via Norwich, Yellow Line, Tavram to Norwich, Purple Line, Mile Cross to Lakenham via Norwich, and Charcoal Line, Poringland to Norwich.
Children could be automatically signed up for free school meals in a move which experts have said will protect families from ending up on the street. The Local Government Association, which represents councils across the UK, has said that automatic enrolment for free school meals should be introduced. It also states eligibility for these meals should be expanded for all pupils who meet the income criteria, regardless of their family circumstances. The announcement comes at a time when families across Norwich are feeling the pinch with the cost of living soaring. It comes as the government is expected to publish its white paper on food strategy, which includes plans on how to tackle inequalities in access to healthy food.
Would-be witches and wizards can find everything they'd need for a year at Hogwarts, courtesy of a magical new Norwich shop. Owls, wands, a sorting hat, and more can be found at the Norwich Cauldron, which opened in Magdalen Street. Couple Rachel Watkins and Stephen Nock co-founded the business together, having previously worked regular 9-to-5 office jobs. Stephen said, "The opening was brilliant. We had a steady flow of people throughout the day." The pair renovated the independent shop over a six-month period on a £6,000 budget, with Rachel saying, "Everything came together in the last few days." Stephen added, "It's been fantastic to see the look on children's faces when they came into the shop. You don't get that feeling filling out a spreadsheet. We also hid some chocolate coins around for the around the shop for kids to find." The couple are already looking to expand on their shop, focusing on a more interactive experience. Rachel said, "We'd like to get some small groups together, give them a bit of history about magic and witchcraft in East Anglia, and include some activities. we want to include some storytelling, making and magic into the shop. We were slightly worried people wouldn't find it as magical as we do, but the feedback we've received suggests others think the same.
A sea of litter greeted horrified dog walkers at a university park. Members of the public out enjoying the sunshine were greeted with the sight of overfilled bins and trash strewn across the grass at the University of East Anglia. Abandoned alcohol bottles, cigarette packets, leftover takeaways and plastic were among the items dumped near the ziggurat student accommodation blocks. The university said its site team regularly patrolled the area and cleared all the remaining litter as quickly as possible. A spokesman for the UEA said, "We're delighted so many people were able to take advantage of the fine weather on our campus this week. However, we're disappointed at the amount of litter left behind, and we would reiterate to our request to people gathering on campus grounds that they should clear up after themselves before they leave. We anticipated people might make the most of the weather by putting additional bins in the area this week, and the majority of people gathering have been using them."